The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Monday, February 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Monday of the first week of Lent in the Missal. This is liturgical year B, cycle 1, and Monday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. Today is the Feast of the Chair of St. Peter. We're not actually honoring a piece of furniture. We celebrate the office and authority of the Bishop of Rome. The Pentecost event completed Peter's experience of the risen Christ. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to express themselves in foreign tongues and make bold proclamation as the Spirit prompted them. Only then could Peter fulfill the task Jesus had given him. He at once becomes the spokesman for the 12 about their experience of the Holy Spirit, before the civil authorities who wish to quash their preaching, before the Council of Jerusalem, for the community and the problem of Ananias and Sapphira. He's the first to preach the good news to the Gentiles. Happy Feast of the Chair of Peter. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Oh my God, I offer you all my actions of this day for the intentions and for the glory of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I desire to sanctify every beat of my heart, my every thought, my simplest works, by uniting them to His infinite merits, and I wish to make reparation for my sins by casting them in the furnace of His merciful love. Oh my God, I ask of you for myself and for those dear to me the grace to fulfill perfectly your holy will, to accept for love of you the joys and sorrows of this passing life, so that we may one day be united together in heaven for all eternity. Amen. And along with Pope Francis, we pray for women who are victims of violence, that they may be protected by society and have their sufferings considered and heeded. Now today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo Di Filippis of St. Luke Productions.
The Chair of St. Peter. Peter expressed in the first place, in the name of the apostles, the profession of faith, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." This is the task of all the successors of Peter, to be the leader in the profession of faith in Christ, the Son of the living God. The chair of Rome is, first of all, the chair of this creed. From the loftiness of this chair, the Bishop of Rome is obliged to repeat constantly, "Dominus Jesus," Jesus is Lord, as Paul wrote in his letters to the Romans and to the Corinthians. The chair of Peter obliges its incumbents to say, as Peter did at the moment of crisis of the disciples, when many wished to go away, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." Whoever sits on the chair of Peter must remember the words that the Lord said to Simon Peter at the Last Supper, "And when you have returned again, strengthen your brethren." The holder of the Petrine ministry must be conscious of being a frail and weak man, as his own strength is frail and weak, constantly needing purification and conversion. But he can also be conscious that from the Lord he receives strength to confirm his brethren in the faith and to keep them united in the confession of Christ, crucified and risen.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com. It's 8:30 on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on the Feast of the Chair of St. Peter. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. on the Feast of the Chair of St. Peter, we give thanks to God for the mission entrusted to the Apostle Peter and his successors to gather his people from among the nations and guide them in charity and truth along the path of salvation. We begin this day of prayer joining with the whole church, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. Alleluia.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. Alleluia.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. Alleluia.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. Alleluia.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. Alleluia.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. Alleluia.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. Alleluia.
Peter said, God has raised up and glorified this Jesus, whom you put to death.
Peter said, God has raised up and glorified this Jesus, whom you put to death.
The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message.
No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world.
There he has placed a tent for the sun, It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course.
At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the furthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Peter said, God has raised up and glorified this Jesus, whom you put to death.
The Lord has sent his angel to free me from Herod's power.
Hear my voice, O God, as I complain. Guard my life from the dread of the foe. Hide me from the band of the wicked, from the throng of those who do evil.
They sharpen their tongues like swords. They aim bitter words like arrows to shoot at the innocent from ambush, shooting suddenly and recklessly.
They scheme their evil course. They conspire to lay secret snares. They say, who will see us? Who can search out our crimes?
He will search who searches the mind and knows the depths of the heart. God has shot them with his arrow and dealt them sudden wounds. Their own tongue has brought them to ruin, and all who see them mock.
Then will all men fear. They will tell what God has done. They will understand God's deeds. The just will rejoice in the Lord and fly to him for refuge. All the upright hearts will glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord has sent his angel to free me from Herod's power.
Suddenly, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and the Father's voice was heard. This is my beloved Son.
Suddenly, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and the Father's voice was heard. This is my beloved Son.
The Lord is King. Let earth rejoice. The many coastlands be glad. Cloud and darkness are his raiment, his throne justice and right.
A fire prepares his path. It burns up his foes on every side. His lightnings light up the world. The earth trembles at the sight.
The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The skies proclaim his justice. All peoples see his glory.
Let those who serve idols be ashamed, those who boast of their worthless gods. All you spirits, worship him.
Zion hears and is glad. The people of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord.
For you indeed are the Lord, most high above all the earth, exalted far above all spirits.
The Lord loves those who hate evil. He guards the souls of his saints. He sets them free from the wicked.
Light shines forth for the just and joy for the upright of heart. Rejoice, you just, in the Lord. Give glory to his holy name.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and the Father's voice was heard. This is my beloved Son.
Lord, to whom shall we go?
You have the words of eternal life.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. All through Judea, the apostles and the brothers heard that Gentiles, too, had accepted the word of God. As a result, when Peter went up to Jerusalem, some of the circumcised took issue with him, saying, "You entered the house of uncircumcised men and ate with them." Peter then explained the whole affair to them step by step from the beginning. I was at prayer in the city of Joppa when, in a trance, I saw a vision. An object like a big canvas came down. It was lowered down to me from the sky by its four corners. As I stared at it, I could make out four-legged creatures of the earth, wild beasts and reptiles and birds of the sky. I listened as a voice said to me, "Get up, Peter. Slaughter, then eat." I replied, "Not for a moment, sir. Nothing unclean or impure has ever entered my mouth." A second time, the voice from the heavens spoke out, "What God has purified, you are not to call unclean." This happened three times. Then the canvas with everything in it was drawn up again into the sky. Immediately after that, the three men who had been sent to me from Caesarea came to the house where we were staying. The Spirit instructed me to accompany them without hesitation. These six brothers came along with me, and we entered the man's house. He informed me that he had seen an angel standing in his house, and that the angel had said, "Send someone to Joppa and fetch Simon, known also as Peter. In the light of what he will tell you, you shall be saved, and all your household." As I began to address them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, just as it had upon us at the beginning. Then I remembered what the Lord had said, "John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." If God was giving them the same gift he gave us when we first believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to interfere with him? When they heard this, they stopped objecting and instead began to glorify God in these words, "If this be so, then God has granted life-giving repentance even to the Gentiles." The word of the Lord. I have prayed for you, Peter, that your faith may not fail.
And when you have turned to me, you must strengthen the faith of your brothers.
Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven.
And when you have turned to me, you must strengthen the faith of your brothers.
From a sermon by St. Leo the Great, Pope. Out of the whole world, one man, Peter, is chosen to preside at the calling of all nations and to be set over all of the apostles and all the fathers of the church. Though there are in God's people many bishops and many shepherds, Peter is thus appointed to rule in his own person those whom Christ also rules as the original ruler. Beloved, how great and wonderful is this sharing in his power that God in his goodness has given this to man. Whatever Christ has willed to be shared in common by Peter and the other leaders of the church, it is only through Peter that he has given to others what he has not refused to bestow on them. The Lord now asks the apostles as a whole what men think of him. As long as they are recounting the uncertainty born of human ignorance, their reply is always the same. But when he presses the disciples to say what they think themselves, the first to confess his faith in the Lord is the one who is first in rank among the apostles. Peter says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus replies, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for from flesh and blood has not revealed it to you, but my Father who is in heaven." You were blessed, he means, because my Father has taught you, You have not been deceived by earthly opinion. You have been enlightened by inspiration from heaven. It was not flesh and blood that pointed me out to you, but the one whose only begotten Son I am. He continues, and I say to you, in other words, as my Father has revealed to you my Godhead, so I in my turn make known to you your preeminence. You are Peter. Though I am the inviolable rock, the cornerstone that makes both one, the foundation apart from which no one can lay any other, yet you also are a rock. For you are given solidity by my strength, so that which is my very own, because of my power, is common between us through your participation. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. On this strong foundation, he says, I will build an everlasting temple. The great height of my church, which is to penetrate the heavens, shall rise on the firm foundation of this faith. The gates of hell shall not silence this confession of faith. The chains of death shall not bind it. Its words are the words of life. As they lift up to heaven those who profess them, so they send down to hell those who contradict them. Blessed Peter is therefore told, to you I will give the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound also in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed also in heaven. The authority vested in this power passed also to the other apostles, and the institution established by this decree has been continued in all the leaders of the church. But it is not without good reason that what is bestowed on all is entrusted to one. For Peter received it separately in trust, because he is the prototype set before all the rulers of the church. Before I called you from the boat, I knew you, Simon Peter, and I have appointed you leader of my people.
I have entrusted to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
Whatever you bind on earth will be held bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
I have entrusted to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people. But with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
All-powerful Father, you have built your church on the rock of St. Peter's Confession of Faith. May nothing divide or weaken our unity in faith and love. Grant this through our Lord, Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Half past the hour, today's gospel is coming right up. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. 26 minutes before the hour, welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on the Feast of the Cherub St. Peter. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, Peter gives his profession of faith from the 16th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples,
"Who do men say that the Son of Man is?"
"Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets."
"But who do you say that I am?"
Simon Peter replied,
"You are the Christ, the Son of the living God."
"Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the powers of death shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven."
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily Mass readings, well, you'll find them on the Relevant Radio app. Now, the physical chair of Peter is still preserved in Rome, but what we really honor today is the office and authority of the Bishop of Rome. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 6, Special Feasts. The Lord said to Simon Peter, "I have prayed that your faith may not fail, and you in your turn must strengthen your brothers." The chair of St. Peter refers to his seat of authority. The fathers of the church used this term as a symbol of a bishop's authority, paying special regard to the Bishop of Rome. In the 3rd century, St. Cyprian wrote, "Peter holds the primacy so as to show that Christ's church is one, that his chair is one." He goes on to emphasize the matter of unity with these words, "God is one, the Lord is one, the church is one, the chair founded by Christ is one." For many years, the people of Rome had on display a wooden chair which St. Peter reputedly sat upon. St. Damasus moved this relic to the baptistry of the newly built Vatican in the 4th century. The chair was seen and honored by thousands of pilgrims from all over Christendom. At the time when the present Basilica of St. Peter was erected, it was thought advisable to preserve the chair in bronze and gold. Before the 4th century, in the earliest liturgical calendars of the Church, one finds this feast, Natale Petri di Cathedra, the celebration of the institution of the papacy. This feast highlights the fact that the Bishop of Rome has jurisdiction throughout the entire world. It has been a long-standing custom to commemorate the consecration of bishops in their respective dioceses. Yet these commemorations pertain solely to the limits of each diocese. The chair of Peter, however, is unique in that it extends to all Christianity and has done so from the first centuries. As St. Augustine has pointed out on a sermon for this feast, our forefathers gave the name chair to this feast so that we might remember that the Prince of the Apostles was entrusted with the chair of the episcopate. We should be sure to review the quality of our love and obedience to the Pope. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it either in individual volumes or in a 7-volume box set at your local Catholic bookstore. And if you'd like to hear more, there's an easy way. It's called the In Conversation with God podcast. Chuck Neff narrates it. You'll find it only on the Relevant Radio app, and the app, of course, is free. You'll find that on your app store. 21 minutes before the hour, we'll pray morning prayer in just a couple of minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's the Feast of the Chair of St. Peter, Monday, February 22nd, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. It's time to pray. We join the whole church as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org, a lay apostolate promoting the prayer of the Liturgy of the Hours by all of the faithful. We join together now in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Amen. Truly I say to you, gather in my name, I am with you. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed are the gentle, they shall inherit the land. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice, the justice of God shall be theirs. Amen. Truly I say to you, gather in my name, I am with you. Blessed are the merciful, mercy shall be shown unto them. Blessed are the pure of heart, they shall behold their God. Amen. Truly I say to you, gather in my name, I am with you. Blessed are those who bring peace, they shall be children of God. Blessed are those who suffer in the cause of right, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Amen. Truly I say to you, gather in my name, I am with you. Gather in my name, I am with you.
The Lord said to Simon, "There is no need to be afraid. From now on, you will be a fisher of men."
The Lord said to Simon, There is no need to be afraid. From now on, you will be a fisher of men.
O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord said to Simon, There is no need to be afraid. From now on, you will be a fisher of men.
You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. How blessed are you, Simon Peter, for that witness.
You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. How blessed are you, Simon Peter, for that witness. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. Let the earth bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all, forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord. O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. How blessed are you, Simon Peter, for that witness.
The Lord said to Peter, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
The Lord said to Peter, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord said to Peter, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. God selected me to be the one from whose lips the Gentiles would hear the message of the gospel and believe. God, who reads the hearts of men, showed his approval by granting the Holy Spirit to them, just as he did to us. He made no distinction between them and us, but purified their hearts by means of faith also. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You have made them rulers over all the earth.
You have made them rulers over all the earth.
They will always remember your name, O Lord.
Over all the earth.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
You have made them rulers over all the earth.
The Lord said to Simon Peter, I have prayed for you, Peter, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned to me, you must strengthen the faith of your brothers.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord said to Simon Peter, I have prayed for you, Peter, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned to me, you must strengthen the faith of your brothers.
Let us pray. Beloved friends, we have inherited heaven along with the apostles. Let us give thanks to the Father for all his gifts.
The company of apostles praises you, O Lord.
Praised be to you, Lord, for the banquet of Christ's body and blood given us through the apostles,
which refreshes us and gives us life.
The company of apostles praises you, O Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord, for the feast of your word prepared for us by the apostles,
giving us light and joy.
The company of apostles praises you, O Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord, for your holy church founded on the apostles,
where we are gathered together into your community.
The company of apostles praises you, O Lord.
Praised be to you, Lord, for the cleansing power of baptism and penance that you have entrusted to your apostles,
through which we are cleansed of our sins.
The company of apostles praises you, O Lord.
Now let us offer together the prayer our Lord Jesus Christ taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
All-powerful Father, you have built your church on the rock of St. Peter's Confession of Faith. May nothing divide or weaken our unity in faith and love. Grant this through our Lord, Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Hey, it's early in Lent, and it's not too late to sign up for Father Rocky's Lenten Lessons on the Mass. You'll get a daily email. Father will walk you through the different parts of the Mass, and you can read or listen to Father give a detailed explanation of a certain aspect of our beautiful liturgy. Go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Morning Air is coming up next. Patrick Madrid a bit later on. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. You go out now, make this a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at RelevantRadio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.